This is CliffCentral.com. 360 Biz on CliffCentral.com.
It is 360biz.com. My name is Deb Homafodi. Welcome to another exciting installment of 360 Biz. It is a beautiful Wednesday evening. You know that whenever you hear us on at this time, 1 to 2 p.m., you're nowhere else but on Cliff Central, and you're nowhere else but on 360 Biz. This is a show that brings you subject matter expert. We bring you regulators. We bring you subject matter expert and game changers or industry champions. And more than anything, I'm very excited about today's show because it's a very steady one-man show. Not necessarily one man, but however, I'm the only man in studio. I've got women on the line. I've got women in studio. And I've got, how do I count them? Are you one and a half or two? You know, are you three? Okay. No, but I'm sitting with three women in studio, and I mean the two women that I've got in studio, women that have been or that are part of the show. Let me welcome back, you know, somebody who's, I don't know whether she's been on vacation or where else has she been, but I know she ain't been around, so she'll tell us where has she been. That is none other than the producer of the show, that is Tsego Kekana. Tsego, how you go?
Hello, good. How are you?
No, I'm good, thanks.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, I know. You've taken some leave, girl.
Gets one away, like a shabadi disappearing act. Because remember, you left for a couple of months and left me and Bulelani. Bulelani and I had to give you some space.
Okay.
So now we're back.
Yeah.
I don't know what Bulelani is.
Okay.
But yeah, it's good to be back. Yeah.
But you know the good thing about leadership, ne? Is that you're able to build system and train people.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes.
So I trained Bulelani, I trained you. Now you can run the show.
Now we can run the show.
So and be you know, independent. So but hey, welcome back.
Thank you.
You're still looking fly.
Thank you.
I don't know whether when you were at work or you went lunching somewhere.
I'm at work.
Really?
I'm at Patong. Don't look like I'm at work.
Okay. No, good thing with what we're talking about today, it's relevant to to you and your look today. Another voice to the show is none other than Tonye Kokodia, who was running the show while Tsego was not here. How are you, Tonye?
Thanks. Good morning, everyone.
Good, thanks. So, how has it been? This is what, the third show?
It's the fourth show.
The first show.
I think so, yes.
So, Tsego has left handed for a month. Is it?
Hey.
So, how has it been so for you?
I mean, it's been a really, really great experience. Not just learning, but having conversations that I may not have otherwise had unless I was on this show.
Okay.
So doing a little bit more research, which is one of the things that I love to do. And in my job, I don't really get the chance to do that. But now that I'm producing the show, well, kind of producing the show, I shouldn't say it because Tsego's right here, but now I get to do so much more research, which is one of my favorite things to do. And yeah, it's been great.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
No, definitely. So what are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about one of my favorite things. It's makeup. We're talking about the beauty industry. It's the festive season, so we wanted to do something a little bit light, and we wanted to just kind of give some people some tips on how a lot of the makeup artists have transitioned sometimes from day jobs and also managed to cash in on this industry.
Yeah.
It's a billion dollar industry. I promise you, I know people who've quit all kinds of jobs, from lawyers to doctors,
mm-hmm.
and become makeup artists. So it's really exciting, and I really want people to see the business side of this industry, and not just the creative side, because there's a lot of work and a lot of thought that goes into this kind of career. So I really think it's going to be really great for all the listeners to learn a thing or two.
Okay. Now, Tsego, coming, I mean, as you've heard, we're talking about the beauty industry as a whole. I know you many years. And I've seen you transform in front of my eyes, you know. I think as you went up the ladder within corporate, I mean, how important is grooming for a woman first? How important is grooming for a man?
I think it's very important for both, because especially in the various, whichever spaces that you're in,
mm-hmm.
I think looking good is very, very important. Looking good does not, for me, it does not mean having expensive hair or, you know, wearing an expensive shirt or mm-hmm. shoes or whatever, but then it means cleanliness.
Okay.
Being clean, having a clean haircut or mm-hmm. a nice clean hairstyle, or, you know, just looking neat and not messy, as if you don't know what's happening with your life.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what it means to me. Like, whether you, for a woman, whether you prefer putting on makeup or not, like, I don't have makeup today, but I'm clean.
No, you are very clean.
You know? So for me, it's about looking clean, decent, and decent enough to be in different spaces.
Am I clean, sir?
Very, honey. Oh, okay. You look good.
Okay. No, like we've said, the ladies have said, today's discussion right here on 360 Biz Show, we're talking about the most controversial aspect of women's life and men's life to some extent, because I know in my other life as a broadcaster, I do put on makeup. We're talking beauty and particularly makeup. Today, we'll unpack Africa's booming industry. I mean, our guests today are people responsible for beautifying some of SA's most loved celebrities. We are joined by celebrity makeup artist Audrey Mufukeng, who's still on her way, and another celebrity artist, Zenzi Masuku, who's a dear friend of mine, who currently specializes in spots, or beautifying some of the sports celebrities that you see on television. She's going to be joining us on the line. She is currently in studio as well, working at this point in time. That's why she couldn't join us on the show. And we've got other than Tsolofelo Masenya, who is a makeup artist in her own right, as well, to get into this space. I'm particularly excited that as well, later on the conversation, we're going to be joined by Treasure Masong, who's the Africa head for Estee Lauder, and they're responsible for your Tom Ford and many other brands as far as female is concerned. So, because at the end of the day, we are in that season of December, Barki December, boss. So we're looking definitely after beautifying ourselves. So we might as well get it from the experts themselves. So without wasting time, let me cross over to Zenzi Masuku, who's in studio right now, I think, at Supersport, so that we do not take much of her time, so that she's able to tell us about some of her insight in the industry, because I know she's been in the space for a couple of years. Zenzi, how are you, ma'am? Zenzi? We're struggling with Zenzi. I don't know whether it's my line or anything of that kind. Let me try to reconnect her and see if ever we're able to get her back on the line. Zenzi, can you hear me? Zenzi? Okay. Zenzi?
Yes, I'm here, Teboho.
Oh, okay. No, sorry. Zenzi, take this opportunity to say hi to our listeners. Tell us who you are and what it is that you do.
Good day, listeners. My name is Zenzi Masuku. I'm a freelance makeup artist. I've been in the game for about 19 years. Started off on counter. And now I do magazines, commercials, and lots of sports.
Zenzi, when we met, you were particularly my makeup artist for Destiny magazine. And I've said, for a man that puts makeup, I think you did quite a fair enough and good job on me. Would you say you did a good job on me?
I did. I try and stay away from making men very heavy. They're very uncomfortable with makeup. So it's very important you do as little as possible. It's just a bit of grooming, which is what I did to you on the day. And I remember it was very hot. So you want to really stay away from a lot of makeup. I know a lot of makeup artists make that mistake.
No, definitely. We've seen some of them. It's as if Bashawe eat dust or something. So, but Zenzi, quickly take us from the beginning. Why? I want to know particularly why the beauty industry, and how did you particularly get into the industry yourself?
I was lucky. It was more of a calling for me, I'd say. I went to visit a friend on counter. I remember it was the first Iman counter way back in 99, I think. And the boss liked me, come, you're very pretty. Do you want to join my counter? I'm looking for a lady that can help as a casual. And that's how I got in. And I haven't looked back since.
So you've done some of the big names in the industry, like the late Mama Brenda Fassi, many others, Lebo Matosa. And right now you are in the spotting Fertility, not only in the magazines. So right now there's somebody that is listening that wants to get in the industry of makeup or beauty as a whole. So right now you've become an expert in terms of diversifying between now working in magazines, working in television, and even outside. So for me, what would you say it's the most important skill that one needs? And what is there a difference in terms of how you apply makeup in these three different vicinities?
TV, so TV is a lot different, especially at SuperSport. We use HD. So HD picks up every mistake you make. So it's very important to keep it light and you blend well. I think one mistake makeup artists make, and I see there's a lot, it's a trend that's going, of self-made makeup artists, is the way they use their brushes. It's very important. Natural blending. I remember the first thing I learned in makeup when I joined MAC. I was one of the first groups of ladies to join MAC then, back in the day. Is Cheryl. Her name was Cheryl. She was a brand manager. She used to say the rule to makeup is blend. You can never blend enough. So high definition needs that. You can get away with a bit of mistakes in magazines, but TV is very important. TV is very important. Keep it light and blend well.
So now, I mean, you said you're one of the first teams in terms of makeup, or in terms of
MAC.
So now, tell me, how important is education? Because right now you've spoken of self-made makeup people or makeup artists that are coming up. How important is education and understanding the fundamental of this industry?
For me, self-taught. I know a lot of good makeup artists that are self-taught. You know what? You can improve by educating yourself. You can do those. You can do classes. I know MAD Makeup does classes. MAC now does classes. So you can do those. So you learn the technique. It's very important to have technique. It's very, very important. We don't paint the same. So technique is very important. And trends. So, yes, that does come handy. I know MAC produces the best makeup artists because of the trends. They keep up with the trends.
So now, before we let you go, are you grooming anybody? Are they ladies? Are you grooming the next Zinzi Masugu, or it's just you by yourself?
I'm hoping. I have two ladies that I work with. When I can't make it, I groom them. I teach them. When I learn something, I go and teach them. It's very important because they represent me out today. But I'm hoping to grow it on a bigger scale, but not right now. I've got sports that keeps me very busy. It's kind of hectic.
No, definitely. But more than anything, Zinzi, thanks a lot for your time and that contribution. So for people that want, you know, for your magic hands on some of their faces and that want to give you work or anything or get hold of you, where can they follow you?
On Instagram, I'm makeup artist Zinzi.
Okay.
Makeup artist, one word, VEE. And I'm on Facebook as well, Zinzi Masuku. And my Facebook page is Zinzi Masuku, the makeup artist.
Okay. No, definitely. No, thanks a lot, Zinzi. Looking forward to having you in studio in the new year. And we have a much more lengthy discussion. Hopefully,
I'd love that.
No, we'll definitely be honored. I'll talk to you later, my friend. And thanks a lot as well for that contribution.
Have a lovely day. Thank you.
That was Zinzi Masuku, who's an internationally, acclaimed makeup artist. She does well, I think, in that space. In terms of right now, she did say that she does for some of the magazines, big top brands in the country, television, and across different platforms as well. So I think for me, it's very good that we've got that bit of insight. But we're sitting with another makeup artist on studio who still likes to be a Zinzi Masuku one day, who still likes to be an Audrey, an Audrey Mufokeng. And really, let's give her the opportunity to say hi to our listeners. Her name is Solofela Masenya. Solofela, hi.
Hello, everybody.
Are you good?
I'm good, thank you.
No, good, thanks. Quickly tell us, you are also in the beauty space. In fact, tell us, what is it that you do?
Okay, I've just recently qualified as a beauty therapist, so I'm actually fairly new in the industry.
Okay.
I was in aviation for the longest of times, which was 15 years. Mm. And I guess I've just been brought back because I've always loved beauty. So, yeah.
Okay. I know that you were in the beauty industry before you went to aviation. Why did you leave beauty and go to aviation to come back to beauty?
You know what? Initially, you know, when you at school and you have a career, you know, idea.
Okay.
My idea was beauty all the way.
Mm-hmm.
But then due to circumstances, I couldn't do beauty.
Okay.
Because we couldn't afford it. So I had to go work.
Mm-hmm.
So fortunately for me, I went on aviation and I did very well.
Mm-hmm.
And I became a trainer there, and I specialized in customer care. So that was right next to beauty because I could fit in my beauty stuff.
You know, yeah. My next question was like at the airport there. I don't know if ever you've seen Tonya and Tseho. They are very well groomed. Those people. They are well orchestrated. Yeah. Or why is it that do you guys employ beautiful women, or do you guys teach them to be, you know, tell us about some of the grooming that takes place at the airport.
Okay, like I said, I was involved in customer care training, which included grooming.
Okay.
So for me, it was actually, I was living the dream, but doing something totally different.
Okay.
So we don't hire them beautiful.
Oh, really?
Some are beautiful. Okay. However, like Tseho said earlier, grooming starts with hygiene.
Mm.
So if you look good, you don't have to even put lipstick on or makeup to actually, you know, ooze the beauty in you. So that's how it is. And obviously with uniform, you need to, you know, put a little bit of lipstick because we are customer facing people.
Okay. Yeah. Tseho, let me come to you. We've seen beautiful girls. No. Let me rephrase. We've seen girls becoming beautiful because of this makeup. So I think we are at the point, we as guys right now are offended. We're no longer sure. Because who you went home with the night before, you wake up with a different someone. So you know, others even sleep with their wigs on these days. So now it's a problem. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So so now, I mean, don't you think this industry is deceiving us though?
Ish. Deceiving, I don't know about the deceiving part.
Okay.
But I think, giving you my personal opinion, there's a time for everything, you know, like there's a time for heavy makeup, and Sulu, you can agree or disagree. Mm-hmm. There's a time to put on heavy makeup.
Mm.
There's a time to put on light makeup or no makeup.
Mm.
You know, like going to work every day for me does not require heavy makeup, you know. And then if you're going out at night, yes, you know, put it on. But then it's not advisable to sleep with you.
So why do you need to put it on at night now and
behave? No.
That's why we need to see you.
No, when you're going out at night, it's good to put on good makeup.
Okay.
You know, because it's at night.
Yeah.
You know, so it's good to look extra good, but it's not advisable to sleep with it. It's not advisable to sleep with your makeup. So your man will just have to be strong, you know, because we need to take off. You need to take off the wig.
And the face.
You need to take off your lashes and all of that you put on, you know. But I would say it's best to keep it as natural as possible. It's possible to have makeup on, even if it's slightly heavy makeup on, but then still look natural.
Yeah. So another friend of mine was saying, you know what, the idea is get your friend to pretend as if he's drunk, you know, when you've gone out. Then if ever you're sitting with this girl or whatever, then he must get there and pour the girl with the B&J by mistake on the face, and as if he's falling, and try to pull if ever it's weak or whatever. So
don't you
will get an idea.
No, don't do it.
Makeup, good makeup has...
It stays.
I mean, we put the effort in. It's like concrete. It's not going anywhere. It's transfer proof.
Yeah.
No, I take pride in the makeup I buy. No, it's not going
to
go.
Tonya, listen to you. Even saying it's like concrete.
No, it's true. We buy good quality makeup. I'm not going to spend my money on Maybelline and I'm expecting someone to pour water and it's going to come off. No, it's going to stay there. And I buy waterproof mascara. It must stay. No.
Is it? Okay.
It's an investment.
Okay. So tell us, Tonya is talking about good quality makeup. There's different levels in these makeup.
There is.
Okay.
There is. But you know what I've learned, like I said, I was in school, and what we've learned is that, you know, expensive doesn't necessarily mean good.
Okay.
You know, it's about the priming, it's about the prep of the face and so forth. So coming back to that question of you can't pick up anybody from because they don't take their makeup off. So it means, I know, depending on the type of people that you pick up, then they won't take off their makeup. So I guess really it depends entirely on what brand you prefer, so to speak.
Okay.
So it doesn't really matter if it's way expensive or way cheap. It's how you apply it, how you prep the face for it to stay longer.
Okay. Tsego, you are a PR person in your professional capacity, so you deal with brands. So tell me, from your own observation of what you're seeing happening within whether the entertainment industry or professional whatsoever, would you say the makeup industry is really a growing and blooming industry?
Oh, very much.
Okay.
Very, very much. What am I saying? Very much so. Mm. And I think the problem then lies in your China malls that are selling fake products, because those products...
There's even fake makeup.
Yeah. There is fake, fake MAC, fake LA Girl. It's bad. Mm-hmm. And the thing about this, if you go your China Mall or CBD or Marabastad in Pretoria, and you buy your makeup there, the chances are you're going to affect your skin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the thing about good quality makeup is that they've gone through the lab testings, they've gone through the processes to ensure that it suits your skin, you know. So that's why it's always advisable. Like for me, foundation is very, very vital for me, because foundation stays, you know. So it's important that I get the right foundation for my skin, and my skin changes all the time. So I can never, I won't be on NW45 all the time, you know. So which is MAC.
Okay.
So I won't be using that all the time, or L'Oreal or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very important. Kana, what was your question?
So my question was to say,
how important?
Yes.
Do you think
with the industry? How the industry is?
Yes.
Yeah.
So the industry is growing. Besides the fact that people buy a lot of, I mean, there was a lady who once did a YouTube video.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot her name. Who did? Who went to Small Street and went to buy the fake MAC and the fake LA Girl and the fake products, and then just her scenario was, I want to show you that even if you do buy fake stuff, you still get good. You still look good, but we don't know what's going to happen to your skin tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know.
No, Tonya, let's discuss that a bit. Tsego is raising a valid point. Mm-hmm. Skin. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. What happens to the skin when one uses bad makeup? I know we grew up in an era where we saw people using makeup, mothers and whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And now some of them, they're getting older, they've gone old.
Mm-hmm.
The banal di shubaba, I don't know, you know, others. So, you know, the skin has really gone bad. Mm-hmm. So yes. This makeup might be beautifying you now.
Yes.
It means it's not entirely safe.
So that's part of why, I mean, Tsego was saying it's very important to get, if you can, the proper product, not getting the knockoffs of these products. Because these products, I mean, let's talk about Maybelline. They go through major testing in their labs before they even release any form of foundation. And I'm going to go to foundation because that's the one part of aspect of makeup that goes. Yeah, you start with it and it, you know, goes all over your face. I mean, we're talking about things like hyperpigmentation, acne, eczema. There are a lot of foundations that are made in a way that you can take it off and not breed bacteria. Mm-hmm. And when you've got bacteria, that's when things like acne, blackheads. I mean, it's really, really gross seeing sometimes, it's mean, but sometimes people have all these kinds of skin conditions. And also some people are sensitive and they've got burning going on and they don't know where it's coming from. But oftentimes it's because you're buying, you know, fake products, the wrong products. And sometimes the product might not even be fake, but it's not right for your skin type. So just because it looks nice, if it keeps reacting with your skin, it's time to let it go. I know it's nice, but let it go. So that's what's happening.
Yeah. If you've just joined in on the discussion, we have an exciting discussion about the beauty industry as a whole. We've particularly today to have a discussion around makeup, because obviously we're at that time of the year where people are beautifying themselves, you know, and we're seeing miracles outside there for some of us guys as well. And one thing that I alluded to earlier was that who you take out home, sometimes it's you wake up with somebody different because of this makeup. But we cannot deny the fact that it's a big and growing industry. I mean, we've seen as well in the recent months with even Somizi being the first male to become a makeup brand ambassador. So definitely, and we've got makeup artists in the industry, people as a whole that are getting into the space. And in studio, we are joined by Solofeno, Masenya, who's a makeup artist herself, and we are joined in as well by Tonya Kokodia and Seho. We're having a discussion, and we've had a discussion earlier with Zinzi Masuku, who's a makeup artist herself. We're still later on hoping to be joined by Audrey Mufukim, who's as well being a celebrity entrepreneur, because this is definitely a growing industry, and we're seeing people that are making money into the space. You know, guys, I love money, guys. I'm in business. So maybe let's talk figures, you know. You know, let's talk. Let me start with you, Sol. Do you understand? We're seeing successful makeup artists that are in the space, that are getting into the space. Others are driving big cars and this and that. Do you understand? And before, take it from me as a guy, this used to be an industry that we looked down upon. Do you understand? When you say you're a beauty therapist, you're a beauty what? You are just unemployed. So same goes for hair. Right now we're seeing professional barbers that are coming in. Do you understand? And there's this grooming, you know, trend that is out there now. It's like this industry and professionals like yourselves have really regained that trend. I mean, we've got celebrity makeup artists these days that are celebrities themselves. Do you understand? Yes. So Audrey is, you know, Nomsa Madida is, and there's many others. So is there money in this industry?
Definitely there is money in the industry. However, it's all about, you know, putting yourself out there and finding the customers and finding, you know, work. Because like Zinzi said earlier, that there's so many self-taught, and people are YouTubing, people are Facebooking, and you know, because it's so open, social media is so open that, you know, people are finding anything. So that's why I'm saying, that's why it's grown so big, and it's just hectic.
Okay.
It's not like before.
Yeah. Let me quickly, without diversifying much from the question, from the point that right now you made mention of Zinzi and people YouTubing. Right now we've got the likes of Zinzi, you, Audrey, and people that have went to school, that paid money, you know, that paid their dues, if you understand, to really understand how the brush works and this and this and that. Right now we're living in of information age. People are YouTubing. Yes. They don't no longer need school. Do you understand? Are you not offended by by that as a professional in the space?
Not at all. Remember, there is, I don't know how many car dealers in the world. You know, a person goes to whichever they prefer. So if somebody is looking for something solid and something concrete, they will find the people that they think are concrete and solid.
Okay.
And if you brand it properly and you advertise yourself proper and, you know, you showcase yourself very well, I believe, then, you know, most of the time, that makes you.
Yeah. So where are you marketing yourself?
I'm on Facebook. I just recently got on Facebook, and I'm on Instagram as well. So, and me, I love makeup. So I play with my face throughout the day.
Okay.
Throughout. So I try by all means to just, you know, try and just build this forte of just being, you know, upcoming, but yet, you know, see me. I'm here, give me a chance type of thing.
Okay, so now we're sitting with two women in studio, Tonya and Tseho. I've never seen Tonya in makeup to start.
Okay. Yes,
So now they have two different skin color tone, different texture. So if ever you were to make up Tonye and wake up Tsekho, what would you particularly do with Tonye? What would you particularly do with Tsekho?
Okay. First of all, with Tonye, the first thing that I noticed is her brows. I love her brows.
I'll tell my beauty therapist. Thank you.
I love her brows. So, you know, she doesn't need much. She's got good skin. So beautiful eyes. So it's all about, you know, depending entirely on what look she's looking for. Mm-hmm. Obviously, a day look compared to a night look are two different things.
Okay.
So, and then the same applies with Tsekho. It depends entirely on what they're looking for, because you can't do a night look during the day.
Okay.
You know, and you cannot do, she says she doesn't really like makeup much. So obviously, we wouldn't work with too much on her. You know, you just accentuate what she has and we're
always having nightlife, let's say, you know. So I wanna challenge you to do Tsekho and do Tonye.
I want
us to share that on social media.
Okay,
so let's share the before and after. Let's see what transformation can you
That's
do with
exciting.
Them
oh I'm so excited already.
Are you up for the challenge?
I'm up for the challenge,
Tonye.
Very the challenge.
Tsekho? Of course.
Definitely. No. It is a challenge that we're actually putting out there to Tsono. So we are going to share the pictures with you on social media in due time. The before and after. So that so that we definitely get to see, you know, how beautiful they can transform. So, you know, they are single. Last time I checked. Are you ladies still single?
Are we doing this makeup for that, or what are we doing?
No, we're making them beautifying.
I think it's for the social media.
For themselves first, you see, and it's for our people to see as well. So, Tsekho, we're talking money. Tell us, how, in terms of from a monetary point of view, is this? Can you make wealth? Can you build serious lifestyle and comfortability out of this industry?
I think you can. Mm-hmm. I think you can. And I don't know, and maybe it's a question to Tsekho, how possible is it to have... how possible is it to have your own beauty products? Because that's what's expensive. Like your makeup is expensive. Makeup is very expensive. So I think a consultation, because the lady that I use consults for an hour for one person at 500 rand, but then from what I hear it's the minimal amount that you spend for an hour on one person. So people can go up to 3,000 or whatever for a one just to make up one person.
Okay.
You know, so I really think it's a viable business. Mm-hmm. Especially like Tsekho said, if you put yourself out there, because now people look for business on social media. You know, if I'm looking for a makeup artist, I will go on social media and search. So it's about positioning yourself properly on social media, having a page, having an Instagram, because at least Instagram can show your before and after pictures.
Okay.
Maybe having your own tutorial, you know, whether online tutorial or...
So are you listening to this?
I'm listening.
Yeah. You know, online tutorial or one-on-one tutorials or group tutorials, you know. I think doing that instead of just doing the makeup but then, only. You know, building the business in that way is... And for me, I will take a makeup artist seriously if they come with that bag. You know that bag? That the trolley bag.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
You know that one. Then I'll know you're a pro.
Yeah. Oh, so it's all about the bag.
It's that bag. Yeah. The look.
Maybe I must just show her the bag. Yes. You know, I must show her the bag and then she'll take me seriously.
Yeah. So the bag and the apron with the brushes. Yeah.
Guys, you know this issue of the bag is so important. I remember a friend of mine was talking about air hostesses at the airport. He says these air hostesses, for some odd reason, they would make noise or this and that, Jonathan, up until they have that bag, and they need to follow the captain in the queue. Jonathan, you'll swear that more of the robots, they'll even intimidate you. You'll see wives there and everything else. So now it's interesting what this makeup bag thing is. The bag thing is also now working in the makeup space. So I hope you have the bag.
I have the bag.
Oh, yay. Okay.
I definitely have.
No, definitely no. We must have the issue of the bag. But now, for me, it's right now. It's a question to say. Okay, let me put it to you, ladies, both of you as my colleagues, to say right now, we've got your Zenzi, we've got your Audrey, we've got your Nomsama Dita, and many others. Do you understand? You know, they for them now it has become about the money, because now they've got the who's and who lining up. Do you understand? And right now we've got Etsolo and many other people that are listening out there. Do you understand? That want to get into the space. But I think as well the intimidation of getting into the space in the midst of these big names. Do you understand? That on its own, it's intimidating or it's threatening. So right now, for me, the question that I want to ask both of you, how do we take Etsolo today and we do our own turning point of contribution to make him, to make her the Audrey tomorrow, or to make her the Zenzi tomorrow?
I would say being professional is very important. And treating your clients as clients, you know, even if we are friends, but when I'm paying for your service, treat me as a client and not as chomi. Being professional for me is very, very, very crucial, because that's how you build your business and grow to be the Zenzi and the Aubreys and all these people tomorrow. And really, like, getting yourself out there. I mean, we can push you as well. We can tell people about you. But at the end of the day, when it's just you and them, it's about how, it's about your conduct, you know, in your work and what you do. I know for this friend of mine, she likes saying, I'm not, you know, when you compare yourself to your Steffi the makeup artist, for example, like, there's no need to compare yourself to somebody like that. She's a pro.
She's already established.
Exactly. Yeah. She's a guru. She's up there. You know, I think she's the one that did Winnie Mandela's makeup on her 80th birthday. And that was a 360-degree
transformation. She looked young.
She looked so young, you know. So if you are still growing, you can't be comparing yourself. You look up to them. You look at what they do. You learn
from them.
Learn from them, you know. But then also understand, I'm still taller and I'm still, I've got the education, I've got the tools, I've got the knowledge, and I've got some of the experience, you know. So position yourself to say, this is who I am and this is what I can do. And then, and price your service also according to what you can do. So that people can take you seriously and people can actually build their trust in you.
I think the first thing I would say is to take advantage of what we have now. And Teboho mentioned earlier, social media is a very big thing. You have an upper hand because you have the education. There are a lot of people who have the education and could not be bothered. I actually, many moons ago, got the qualification. I didn't ever want to be a professional. That's just not me. But now you have the qualification. You love it. Why not go on YouTube? Everybody else is on YouTube. People are watching the likes of Mihlali do makeup, and she's not even a makeup artist. And how much more you? You know, I have a friend who I went to varsity with many, many years ago, and I don't know, some of you saw her, I'm sure some of you saw her, her Instagram. She's a makeup artist whose husband surprised her with a car, and she was crying, and she nearly broke the internet. This lady, I went to varsity with her, and for her to touch your face, I mean, Tseho mentioned 3K, that is not even, I mean, we could probably triple that. And I know for a fact that that's how much she charges. But I think from a customer's point of view, I would say, let's all respect creatives. There's a lot of disrespect that goes on in this industry. People, one, not wanting to pay. If I call Solo and I say, do my makeup, and Solo tells me she charges X amount, I must be ready to pay X amount.
Yeah.
I know too many makeup artists who have too many stories, and sometimes the amount of money might be too menial for her to say, let me go to small claims court, let me take you to court, because what, 500 rand? But let's not disrespect our artists. It's wrong.
Talking about respecting the industry and the artists themselves, I've managed to finally track a good friend of mine, Treasure Mklong, who's the head of Estee Lauder for Africa. Let's take this opportunity to welcome her online. Treasure, how are you, my sister?
I'm good, thank you. How is everyone?
No, we're good, thanks. Do you want to take this opportunity to say hi to our listeners? Tell us who you are and what is that you do?
Okay, greetings to all your listeners. And my name is Treasure. I am a retail sales manager for Estee Lauder Companies, group of companies, which is all the Estee Lauder brands under the Estee Lauder banner.
So we've been talking about the beauty industry as a whole since we've started. And I did tell our listeners that you're going to be joining us. Maybe do you want to quickly tell us, before I actually get to the crux of today, how did you get into this space and why beauty? I mean, you could be accountant or lawyer somewhere or even housewife somewhere. But when I know you've been in this space for more than 15 years.
Yes. So what happened was I was on a different path. I was starting to become an engineer, but I studied and it came to a point, which is, I think all South Africans will relate, where you do not find a job in your respective field. So somebody said to me, you are such a creative person, you should start looking at being creative rather. Then that's how I joined the makeup. Then I studied and I got qualification as a makeup artist. So that's how it started. I started as a makeup artist, and obviously within the industry, I then studied further and worked. It's been over 16 years, actually. And then today I find myself in the space, and I've grown into the space that I am. But I am a qualified makeup artist, and I've once held a portfolio for Estée Lauder brand as a national makeup artist.
So now, when I was connecting you on the line, Tonya was talking about respect of the industry, respect of the artist. So one of the things that we made mention earlier, it was would at some point, the beauty industry had no respect. Multi, if someone was saying, I'm a beauty therapist or I'm a makeup artist, it means technically they were unemployed. But right now we're seeing a trend that there's so much respect that is getting into this space. And right now I know you're doing well in this space and you're grooming many others. Do you understand? So how important is now the respect in this industry, obviously working for a giant company that you're working for?
It's very important. I fully agree with the fact that they never used to be respect. People would think that you become a makeup artist just because you didn't study well enough. And but it's changing because now we are more conscious of how we look. And because we are conscious, if you are a makeup artist, people befriend you. They still, I wouldn't say the level of respect is that much better, but they will befriend you just so to benefit from either your skill or your access to products. So makeup artists now need to use the available platform, be it social, be it word of mouth, to also get themselves out there and also earn their stripes and their respect. So that's what we encourage. We encourage our teams to freelance. We encourage our teams to go out there and end their stripes, because sometimes it's a matter of doing makeup. Makeup is a creative thing. It's a matter of doing a face for a person to know your ability. So we do need to work on the respect part, and I think it's improving though.
Okay. So now you spoke, I think three times you've mentioned teams. So now maybe the next question will be, how do you source your teams? Do you train them yourselves? Do they come already trained?
So we have a simple concept that says we can teach you product knowledge and application, but we can't teach you creativity. So when we source people, we just want a creative. If somebody feels that they are creative, they need to show us how are they creative. It doesn't have to be makeup. It can be anything. They can be good at drawing, but we need somebody who can think outside the box, because those people, they are the people who influence the industry by doing different things. So if I make an example, there was once never a Brows on Fleek. It was a creative who came with Brows on Fleek. So that's what we source. We want someone with the creativity and we teach them everything else.
So now there's someone listening, they've got the creativity, they want to introduce lashes on Fleek or lips on Fleek or noses on Fleek or something. Do you understand? So where do they get hold of the information on them wanting to be part of your team?
So the first step is to go and register on ELC site. It's an Estée Lauder, elccareers.com or elccareers.co.za. If you do the elccareers.com, you are visible globally. If you do the elccareers.co.za, you are visible in SA. So the first step is to go and register on that site. So on that site, when you register, there are key questions that are asked to determine where are you mostly a culture fit. Then that specific brand, this company has 12 brands, that specific brand will pull from whichever one that suits the brand. So we get to know, okay, so you are a culture fit, for example, for Bobby Brown. Then Bobby Brown would look from that pool and they will pull and they will do their first screening and they and so on and so forth. So the first step is to ensure that you are registered.
Okay. You see, you know my friend that I put makeup on when I do television.
Yes.
So I think next time when I attend a night event, because we've got men putting makeup today, do you see a lot of them that are straight, by the way?
Yes, we do. Metrosexual men, because we also focus on men's grooming, which is men's skincare. Metrosexual men approach us and they will say, listen, I feel like my skin has been exposed to, I've been taking some form of treatment, maybe I've been taking some form of antibiotics, and my skin is now showing the effects, the side effects of the treatment, and I do not want to look like this, and skincare is taking a bit long. Then we will show them. So every brand has different types of formulas, and we will show them the right foundation formula to use to hide that without looking made up. So we do get men and we do cater for them.
Okay. My friend, speaking of made up, earlier on I raised a very important point to the ladies to say people we take home at night are people that wake up different. Isn't this makeup thing deceiving us though?
It's a matter of education. Most people, when they think about makeup, they think about looking like someone else. So the important thing is to educate the person who's looking to either buy makeup or apply makeup. So because people who put on makeup, if you put on makeup and you look to look like someone else, let me make an example. If you put on makeup to look like Treasure, when you wake up the following day without the makeup, you're going to look like yourself. So it's a matter of education. Educate your consumer that, listen, you don't necessarily have to look like Treasure, but let's enhance what you have. Again, I'm going to pick on one of our brands. That's what Bobby does well. Because Bobby is made for that lady that look natural, look like yourself, have the makeup, no makeup effect. So it's different. It's always, I always say, it's always preference. Because some people will say, it doesn't matter how much you educate them. No, I do want to look like a certain person.
No, definitely. My friend, unfortunately, we've run out of time, but thanks a lot for your time and much appreciated. So for people that want to follow you, do you have any social media or website or what, where can they quickly get hold of you?
Yes, they can get me on Facebook, which is Treasure Mhlongo, and they can get me on Instagram, which is Treasure_H. So those are the two platforms. And if your listeners go and register, I will also have visibility to the information that they have put online.
Oh, no, definitely. No, my friend, thanks a lot. I hopefully too will have you in studio next time. And you know we're doing exciting stuff in 2019, right?
Yes. Hopefully I'll make it next time. Thank you for having me. Thank you to your guests and thank you to your listeners.
Oh, definitely. That was Miss Treasure Mhlongo. We're talking the beauty industry. Ladies, unfortunately, we've run out of time. But I think it was an exciting discussion overall that we're looking. You know that we usually close off the show in style, right? So you're not going to be escaping me that easy in terms of without giving me a 30-second word of inspiration to somebody that is listening out there. So maybe we'll start it with our guest. Then from the we'll take it internally to somebody that that is listening out there and to our fellow ladies as well that we have in studio. So, Tsono, your 30-second word of inspiration is?
Okay, mine would be never too late to start. Never too late to start living your dream. I'm doing it, so you can do it too.
No, definitely. It's never too late to start living your dream.
For me, one thing is surrender to your gift. The one trend that has been, you know, permeating here in this conversation is that a lot of the artists had been doing something, whether it's engineering or aviation, and eventually they got, you know, caught back into their gift. So that is my thing. Surrender to your gift and just keep it going.
Nice. I like that. Sarah?
I would say just because it's December doesn't mean your dreams have to rest. Keep doing you. Keep pushing your dreams. Keep working on your goals and just don't give up.
Nice, definitely. It is after all 360 Biz. Catch us again next time for another exciting installment of 360 Biz. My name is Deborah Mafodi with Tonya, with Tejo, and Solo. We out.
360 Biz on CliffCentral.com. This is CliffCentral.com.